Gonna go in there?
Yeah.
Dave Beringer, the administrator of Wisconsin Valley Lutheran High School in Mosinee, carries a stepladder for repair crews, negotiating a path through a noisy hallway lined with high-powered fans.
So you're not going to need to go in that other crawl space.
I don't think
you want to do that anyhow. It's so narrow.
Yeah.
Beringer looks at the gaping hole in the ceiling and the mountain of soaking wet pink insulation that covers the floor.
We had a huge amount of water come into the ceilings, through the ceilings, onto the floors, broke through the ceilings itself, went on into the classrooms, into the hallways. Damaged books, computer room, of course, it had to be that room.
On Monday, the students came, even though the massive pipeline break had closed the school. They emptied the rooms, piling books, computers, and desks into a commons area, salvaging what they could. Beringer sees a religious metaphor of hope in the midst of a flood.
A humbling experience. There was about 70% of our student body was here. For them to come and show up and their parents and grandparents and just people that don't have any kids in our school but just wanted to come and help, extremely blessed. We were extremely blessed.
There's no damage estimate yet at Wisconsin Valley Lutheran. The regional high school plans to reopen on Monday. In Mosinee, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.